Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the section on the morning and evening du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith, an Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qal, kana an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha amsa qal amsayna wa amsa al-mulku lillah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, qala al-rawi, أراه قال فيهن له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير ربي أسألك خير ما في هذه الليلة وخير ما بعدها وأعوذ بك من شر ما في هذه الليلة وشر ما بعدها ربي أعوذ بك من الكسل وسوء الكبر ربي أعوذ بك من عذاب في النار وعذاب في القبر وإذا أصبح قال ذلك أيضا Asbahna wa asbaha al-mulku lillah, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates that in the evening Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, we are spending the evening, and the entire universe is spending the evening for Allah Ta'ala, whilst all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala. Yesterday we explained that the du'as, the beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the morning, from the time a person wakes up, right up till the night, is teaching a person to remember Allah Ta'ala, to remember our attention towards Allah Ta'ala, and to remember our journey of life, where we are going to end off. So this shows up the very, very high level of consciousness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's explaining this to us, that we are spending the evening, normally evenings people spend it in ghaflat, people spend it in guna, people go out and different things happen in the evening and in the night. But what is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us in this dua? That we are spending the evening and the entire universe is spending the evening for Allah Ta'ala. Whilst all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. He is the one and has no partner. The narrator said, that I think that he also said. Now look how careful they were. This is what you call true honesty. If I'm not sure, I'll mention it. I'm not sure, I think this is what he said. In other words, I'll even explain in that narration of mine my not being sure. In other words, my doubt, I'm expressing my doubt also. So I'm not acting like I know exactly what was said. I'm being very careful to say that I am not sure. So my doubt now will be expressed also. This is what you call honesty, true honesty. So here the narrator said that I think that he also said, he is the sovereignty, in other words, these words also of the dua. He is the sovereignty, and to him belongs all praise. He has power over everything, O my sustainer. Now this was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my sustainer, I ask you for the good of this night, and the good that follows it, and I seek refuge in you from the evil of this night, and from the evil that follows it. O my sustainer, O my Allah, I seek refuge in you from laziness. Look at this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no question of laziness with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was engaged in effort, in ibadat, in jihad, in zikr, in tazkiyah, in talim, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning till evening, and even in the night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was engaged, but teaching us that laziness is such a bad thing that we must actually make dua to Allah ta'ala. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from laziness and from the evils of old age. Sometimes when a person gets very old, then his mind goes. A person gets very old, then he now becomes dependent on others. Becomes very old, then he starts behaving like a child, like a baby. So now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making this dua. O Allah, save me from the evils of old age. Old age in itself is not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing if a person, his mind is there, his body is there. A person is making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, he's making ibadat to Allah Ta'ala. He's got more opportunities for tawbah, he's got more opportunities for ibadat. So old age in itself is not a bad thing. But here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us how to make dua. O Allah, I seek your protection from the evils of old age. In other words, whatever evils are attached, whatever ills are attached to old age, O Allah, you save me from that. O my Allah, I seek refuge in you from the punishment in Jahannam, and I seek refuge in you from punishment in the qabr. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful dua. In the morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make the same dua, but he would use the word in the morning. So wherever here this hadith narrated in the evening, in the morning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this very same dua, but he would use this words of in the morning. So we are spending the morning, and the entire universe is spending the morning for Allah Ta'ala. This was the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make, that he would change the words from amsayna to asbahna when it came to the morning. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. One thing that we used to hear many times, the old people, they make this dua, that actually it's coming from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala don't make us muhtaj of anybody. But you've heard the old people always saying, we mustn't become muhtaj of anybody. In other words, that old age mustn't take us such that now we have to be dependent on this person, dependent on that person. People have to help us. This is actually teaching us the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Save us from the ills of old age. One of the ills is where a person becomes very, very dependent on other people. He can't do anything for himself. So Allah save me also from that. This is the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. This is the beauty of the deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his duas is very, very beautiful. The way he would teach us how to make dua, what words to use in the dua. Now if he just made dua that save me from old age, in other words, Allah take me away young. Now that opportunity, that time, that energy that Allah Ta'ala has given a person, even that less energy that the old person has, there's still an opportunity for him to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still opportunity for him to be a source of guidance, a source of encouragement for the younger people. So therefore that old age, Allah, I'm not asking you to save me from that, I'm asking you to save me from the evils of old age. So like that, a person doesn't make dua that Allah Ta'ala take away all his desires. So he make dua, Allah, take away all the evil desires. You know, the desire for good, leave that desires there. Like that, a person doesn't make dua, Allah, take away all my anger. Doesn't make that. Allah, allow me to channel this anger that you have given me at each time, its right place, in the right moment, directed towards the right person, is something that is good. So Allah, Allah, make it such that this anger that you've put in me, I don't use it incorrectly. Otherwise, if a person didn't have anger, for example, he didn't have anger at all, then what will happen? Is at the time of jihad also, the person won't get angry with the enemy. People, if somebody is burning the Quran Sharif in front of him, he won't get angry. Somebody is swearing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he won't get angry. No anger I got. So anger at the right time, at the right place is something that is desirable. At the wrong time, wrong place, against the wrong person, it's completely undesirable. So look at the beauty of the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hasn't taught us to ask Allah Ta'ala to take away all these things. And like that, don't take away all, for example, man, Allah, take away all the shahwat, all the passions from me completely. The person will go and he's got a wife, and he won't even look at his wife, he won't even spend time with his wife. Why? Got absolutely no passion. So this is something that is good at the right time, right place, right opportunity. So all these things we are taught by the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to make dua also, that is something that we also taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.